Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Christian Citizenship. Citizenship means that a person is part of a community and has been vested or granted rights, privileges, duties, and responsibilities within that community. The people of God, through Jesus Christ, are part of the beloved community and are citizens of heaven and the kingdom of God. Our first loyalty is to that community. As missionaries to the people to whom we are sent, we may be granted citizenship in the country or nation to whom we are assigned. If we are afforded any amount of citizenship, we must be careful to use it to perpetuate the mission and to serve and benefit the society we are sent to minister to. The United States, where we are assigned, is a divided nation. Over 70 million votes have been cast for two different candidates. People are in the streets for the first time in the nation's history, saying that the election was fraudulent, rigged, and unfair, when no such thing has happened. The current occupant of the White House refuses to acknowledge the rightful results of the election and seeking ways to undo the will of the majority of the people and undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect. The division in this nation has been exacerbated by the misguided attempt to legislate biblical norms upon a nation who no longer accept these norms. Biblical principles and standards and candidates have been sacrificed in order to achieve these policy objectives. As a result, ungodly and unprincipled people have been elevated to positions of great power and influence and are fueling mistrust, discord, confusion, and division that threaten to destroy the United States democracy. By using these people and giving them a platform, we are enabling the division and unrest in this nation. The principal responsibility that God gave to us is to do no harm. We must not use our earthly citizenship to harm those we live among. It is a time for Christians to remember our mission by seeking to heal the nation, to lower the rhetoric, and hold people accountable for what they are saying and doing that serve to divide and mislead people. This is part of our Christian duty as citizens of heaven. God will hold us all accountable for misusing our influence, for harming the nation, by enabling greedy, selfish, hateful, and ungodly people to impose and legislate a biblical morality upon a population who have moved toward a more secular worldview. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices, and don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the daily Sunday school Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.